Enjoy the spiciest business content. Beta Spice Network presents Be the Future Billionaire Show. BSN is one of the leading marketing agency in Mumbai. BSN helps new business and entrepreneurs to grow their business. Today's show topic is 5 ways to generate solid MLM leads. The internet has made it easier than ever for people involved in multi-level marketing, MLM, to find leads or people who might be interested in your product, service, or business. Instead of just reaching out to people you know or approaching strangers, you can create a website, build an email list, leverage social media, and develop referral programs to generate solid leads that can eventually translate to sales. Before you market for leads, before you start trying to generate more leads, make sure you know who you're trying to reach and where you might be able to find them physically or virtually. First, identify the need or want that your product or service can address. For instance, joining your direct sales business can help a person fulfill a need for more income. Perhaps the wellness products you sell can help people meet their desire to stay healthy. Next, identify the people most likely to have that need or want, your target audience. For example, people who need more income may be stay-at-home parents or college students. People who want to stay healthy may be concerned about aging, are athletes, or lead overall healthy lifestyles. Then figure out where your target customers can be found both physically and virtually. College students who need more income can be found on campus or on online forums or websites about learning to manage your money. Athletes and people who lead healthy lifestyles can be found at gyms and online groups or websites about running, yoga, healthy eating, and more. No matter what technique you use to generate MLM leads, your strategy and message should always keep in mind your target audience, their needs and desires, and how you or your product or service can help fulfill them. Get started on generating leads. Many MLM companies recommend starting with a list of X or people you know, called your warm market. Although it's not a bad place to start when looking for customers and business builders, the technique could also backfire and get to the point where you're annoying friends and family. You're better off spending your time finding people who are interested in what you've got rather than trying to convince your commuting buddy to sign up when he doesn't want to. At the other end of the spectrum is buying leads. This is also not the best option since it can be very expensive and may result in leads that may not actually be interested in your products or business. These are not great leads, either. The best leads will always be the ones you generate yourself, people who have shown some sort of interest in what you have to offer. Number 1. Create a website. Be sure to check the policies of the company you're working with to see what they allow regarding websites. Many MLM companies offer you your own website or a page on their website, and others allow you to make your own. If you can, you should create your own website, because you should try to differentiate yourself from your competitors. If you're not allowed to make a website directly about your business, then make one covering a topic related to your business. For example, if you sell health and wellness products, then start a health and wellness website or blog. You can hire someone to design and build a site for you. Number 2. Build an email list. There is a system for working with leads. The first step is getting them to be aware of and take an interest in what you have by visiting your website. For example, the next best step is to ask your leads to sign up for your email list. You can get them to sign up by offering something for free, such as a report or something useful, from your website. For instance, if you're selling wellness products, then you might offer a guide to good-for-you ingredients or recipes. This will allow you to communicate with your prospects and provide valuable information related to your business and the general field that it's in, such as special sales, events, news, and research, and stay top of mind to your past, current, and possible future customers. Just be sure that you're following the laws and regulations regarding email marketing. Write articles or blogs. Writing is an effective way to get in front of your market through other people's websites, and your only cost is that of your time in writing. The key to writing an article or blog that another site will run is to make it useful and informative, but not advertorial. As a network marketer, you have two types of articles and markets. The first is related to your product or service. If you sell candles, for example, then write a Valentine's Day post on creating romance with candles or something about how candles can improve mood. The second option is related to direct sales and the MLM business. For example, you can write articles about how your MLM career changed your life or how to be successful in number 1. Use social media. Posts asking people to join your team won't likely produce results, but if you're clever, you can use social media to generate interest in your business and possible leads. For example, if you sell weight loss products, you can promote before and after pictures on Pinterest or Instagram. If you sell makeup, you can post tutorials on YouTube that you share across social sites. Number 2. Develop a referral program. Just like in other businesses, people who are referred by others are easier to convert to a sale than people who aren't, because they're usually coming to you with some interest in buying. Many people you talk to won't be interested in buying right away, but they might know people who are. Happy customers may want to share your product or business. You can develop a referral program to give people incentive to refer others to you. For example, you can give them a 10% discount on their next purchase for every new customer they refer. Getting leads is just one step in the sales cycle. Next, you need to qualify them to determine if they're a good fit, then make your pitch, and finally, follow up. Many network marketers don't like the sales process, but it doesn't have to be hard or scary, especially if you start with leads who come to you specifically to know about what you offer. Thank you for your time. Make sure you follow us, so you won't miss any podcast. Boost your business to next level with BSN Marketing Agency with plans starting from just $1,599. Visit www.betaspicenetwork.com.